Shalom to all. Today's daf is Rishon Megil Daf Lamed Ches. We are starting Lamed Zayin Beis on the bottom with Halacha Hey. And today's daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Marz Merim Sarbas Miakam Moshe Hernish Amos Shana Haven Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us Hakar B'Tayra, one who's reading from the Torah, he got the Aliyah, so now he's reading it out loud. Lo Yivchas B'Shalish Pesukim. He's not allowed to read less than three Pesukim. But Lo Yirkalam Meturgamon Yosim Pasuk Echad. He's not allowed to read from the Meturgamon more than one Pasuk. We already mentioned this Meturgamon before. He was the one that translated the Pasuk into Aramaic so that everyone could understand. So even though the one who's reading from the Torah has to read three Pesukim, that doesn't mean three Pesukim in a row. He reads one Pasuk, allows the Meturgamon to translate, then another one, and then a third. And that's because we don't want people to get confused, since it's important to know exactly what the Torah is saying. We actually learn halachas from there. It's only one pasuk at a time. However, B'Navi, when he's reading from Navi, Shloisha, he could read three pasukim at a time. That's because we're not so makbid with Navi, we're not learning halacha from there. And so even if the Meturgamon does get mixed up, it's not the biggest deal. However, Hayu Shlosh and Shalosh Parashiyos, if these three pasukim of Navi were three different topics, Karen Echad Echad, they have to be read one by one. Another din, Medagan B'Navi Ve'im Medagan B'Torah, we can skip in Navi, but no skipping in Torah. Skipping in Navi means rolling to a different place, but in the Torah we're not allowed to do that. Lama chasam alaf on top of the Mishnah concludes, v'ad kamhu medaleg, up until how much is he allowed to skip when he's reading from Navi, ad kadesh layafsek haturgamon, up until the Meturgamon is not going to stop, which means he's only allowed to skip to a new place that he's going to be finished rolling it to there before the Meturgamon finishes translating. But if the Meturgamon is going to be finished and everyone's waiting for him to roll, that's not allowed to be done. Says the Gemara, Rabab Rid Rab Chia Barba, quotes Rab Chia B'Shem Rab Yechanan, Hayikar B'Torah, person's reading from the Torah, v'nishtatek, and he became quiet. Maybe he lost his voice, he wasn't able to continue. So Zeshai Ametachtov, the one that's going to be in his place, meaning the one who's going to be reading next, he has to start from a place where the first one started, meaning he rereads whatever the first one said. Why is that? Because if you want to say that the second person just picks up reading from where the first person had stopped, the problem with that is as follows. The first psukim, the ones that the original person read, they had a bracha before, not afterwards. And the later psukim, they only have a bracha afterwards and not before. And except the pasuk says, the Torah of Hashem is tamima, it's whole, it's complete. And that tells us, everything has to be whole and complete, which means that all the pesukim that are read have to have a bracha before and afterwards on them. Therefore, the second kaire is going to start from where the first one had started, rereading all those pesukim. The Gemara continues, let's say the topic that's going to be read is five pesukim. Kaire is kula, so this person reads all five of them. Let's say he didn't do that. Let's say he only read three. So Zeshu Amitachtov, the one that's in his place, he has to read not only the last two pesukim of that parasha, of that topic, but also Shleshim Parasha Acheres, three of the next topic. And the reason for these two dinim is because we're afraid of people leaving early and coming late. If a person only read three psukim and he didn't read the full five psukim of the parasha, so then somebody might leave right then, and he's going to think to himself that the next person who read only read two psukim till the end of the parasha, and he's going to think based off of that that you're allowed to read only two psukim and not three. And for a similar reason, that the next person has to read not only the two psukim remaining of the first topic, but also three psukim into the next topic, as opposed to just one pasuk in the next topic, is because somebody might come in then and he's going to see that only one pasuk of the new topic was read, so he's going to think that you don't have to read three psukim. Therefore, the new kairei also has to read three psukim. Ask Gemara Lo Yasakein, Mahu Sha'akev, what about if he didn't do that? He only read two psukim. Is that ma'akev? Do we force him to go back? So we have a story about this. Rabbi Yosef, Sokun Mechamia Apin, La'achay de Yehuda Bar Temuza, Krived Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, Pekinisha de Suvyana. Rabbi Yosef went up to see the face of the brother of Yehuda Bar Temuza, who's the relative of Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina in the Beskinesis of Sivnaya. Vahavataman Rabbi Yirmiyah was there, and Ve'ikev, he held back the person who did this, he made him do it properly. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Yosef, V'kaifin, do we force the person to do this? Amrle, he told him, V'harabach ma'akev, your Rebbe, Rabbi Yirmiyah, he just was ma'akev the person. A similar discussion, Rabbi Yirmiyah, quotes Rabbi Shimon Sara, that was his name, who quotes Rabbi Chinah bar Andarye, who says, B'shem Rabbi Zakeh deKavol, Ta'a bein teva l'teva, machzir noisai. If a person made a mistake between one word and the next, which means he either read the word wrong, or he exchanged one word for another, we make him go back. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zaira, V'avdin Kain, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zaira, do we really do this? Amrle, he said, V'adai nat lazur, are you still asking this question? Afilu ta'a bein im levi'im, machzir noisai. Even if a person made such a simple mistake, then instead of saying im, he said vi'im, or instead of saying vi'im, he said the word im, we're going to make him go back. A story, Rabbi Shimon Safra the Tarbanas, Rabbi Shimon, who is the Balkare of this place called Tarbanas, Amrle b'nei Karte, the people of a city, told him, cut your words, dekrunun b'neinon, so that we could read in between them. Basically, they were telling him to stop psukim in the middle of the pasuk so they could have the translation along with it, because they were Amratzim and they didn't understand the psukim, so they wanted him to stop the pasuk in the middle so they could have it explained to them. Now, this is not allowed, because we know the kol psukim by pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu, any pasuk that Moshe didn't say, we can't make up a new pasuk, so we can't stop in the middle. What do you do next? Also, Shalom Chanina, he went to ask Rav Chanina, should he listen to the people of his town or no? Amrle told him, in Ketain Reshech, even if they cut your head off, loy tishmalon, you're not allowed to listen to them. And Veloy Shamalon, he didn't listen to them. Vishar Leim Safrusa, they relieved him of his position of being the Balkare. Now, Chasan Yamin, after some time, Nachas Lahacha came down to hear, come Imi Reb Shim ben Yusina. He met Reb Shim ben Yusina. Amrlei, he asked him, Mat Avid Bahu Kartach, what did you do in that city? Vitani Leovdan, he told him the whole story. I used to be Balkari, they wanted me to do this, so they relieved me of my position. Amrlei asked him, Vlam Aloy Shamad Lain, why didn't you listen to them? Amrlei told him, Vavnin Kane, what, you're allowed to do that? You're allowed to stop the Pasuk just in the middle? Amrlei, so he told him, Vlainim Katan Lon Besidra, don't we stop the Pasuk in the middle in the Sidra, which is in Cheder, when we explain Pasukim to the Cheder kids, we don't read the whole Pasuk, we stop in the middle and we explain it. So why can't you do the same to them? So Amrlei, Reb Shimon the Balkari told him, Vlainim Chazrin Kalan Lain, don't we go back and say the whole thing? Meaning in Cheder, when we explain the Pasukim to the kids, you're right, we break it up word by word or phrase by phrase, but then we go back and we read the whole Pasuk. And that's not something that would have been done in that Shul. And when Reb Zaira heard this, he said, Ilu Hava Hu Safra B'yomai, if that Balkari would have been in my days, which means if I would have known this wonderful Balkari, Manise Chakim, I would have appointed him as a Chacham, meaning as somebody who's able to sit in his Zadayin and Paskin cases, because it's a brilliant answer that he gave Reb Shimon ben Yusina. Now, continuing to explain the Mishnah, we had said that even though the Kairi is allowed to read three Psukim of Navi in a row, and then the Matarkim is going to translate them, if those three Psukim are three separate topics, so then he has to read them separately. And what's an example of that? So Rav Amri tells us, Kigan, for example, Hava Rav Es Yitzroy is a Navi Yeshaya, and the two Psukim afterwards are really three separate topics, and that's what we're referring to. We continue discussing the Mishnah that said, Medalgam Navi Ve'im Medalgam Torah. We're skipping Navi, but no skipping in Torah. Now, further explaining, Medalgam Bin Navi, we could skip within one Sefer of Navi, whereas Ein Medalgam Mi Navi Lin Navi, no skipping from one Navi to another, because it gets people too confused. You go from one Sefer of Navi to another Sefer, everyone's confused, they're not really able to follow along. However, Lam Chazon Bez on top, Uvenavi Shal Shneim Asar, Mutter, within the Navi Trey Asar, the 12 Navim that are really all considered one Sefer, it's Mutter, because of what we just said, it's all one Sefer. We continue, Ein Medalgam Torah, no skipping in Torah. Rabbi Yemer says, B'Shem Rishim Elakish, why is that Shein Gailin Sefer Torah Barabim? Because we're not allowed to roll a Sefer Torah publicly. It's Tircha de Tziburah, it's a strain on the Tzibur, so no rolling from one place to another. However, Rabbi Yosef Abayi, he asks as follows, Hagatzbucha, think about it for yourself. Shaisa Parsha Katana, let's say it was a small Parsha. Let's say the skipping he's doing in the Torah is from one place to another that's really very close, and that should be permitted then. Amalei told him, no, Kadesh Yishmus Yisrael Torah al-Seder, it's a different reason. It's not because we're not allowed to roll the Sefer Torah. As for more important reason, it's because Yidden have to hear the Torah in order. We can't be skipping around in Torah, as we mentioned in the Mishnah. We learn halacha is from Kriyas HaTorah. There's real things that people learn from it, and therefore we can't just skip around parshas. As the Gemara of Atanu, we have a Mishnah that says, Kari Achri Mais Ve'ach Ba'asar. This is on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol read from Achri Mais and Ach Ba'asar, which are two totally different places. And so why is that allowed? The answer is, Shani, that's different. Shu Sidur Shal Yom, that is the order of the day. Both of these parshas that he's reading on Yom Kippur have to do with Yom Kippur, so it's not confusing anyone, and that's considered like hearing it Al HaSeder. And Teilacha, you should know, Da'am Rosh Hashanah, she tells us, B'chol Makam Eina Kar El Peh, a person's never allowed to read by heart, V'hacha Kar El Peh. Whereas over here on Yom Kippur, he is allowed to read it by heart. Now, Rav Yosef, Mifka Lebar Ula Chazon, the condition of the Bavlaya, Rav Yosef instructed Bar Ula, who was the Chazon, he was the Gabai of the Beis Knesset of the Bavliyim, Kadihi Chada Oiraisa, when there's only one Torah and Shol, and you have to read from two different places, Tav Gvila Achari Parachta, you have to roll it behind the Parachas, meaning you have to go behind a screen or a partition of sorts in order to roll it. That's because a Torah is not allowed to be rolled from one place to another in Shol in public, and Kadin Antarte, when there's two Sefer Torah, so Temebel Chada Umaisi Chada, you read from one, roll it up and put it away, and then take out the other one. We just conclude with a clarification regarding skipping in Navi. As the Mishnah had said, that we're only allowed to skip from one place to another in the same Navi, as long as the Meturgamon is still going to be talking and translating the Psukim. So how much is that? Ad Eichon, says the Gemara. Amar Bachi explains, Kigan Parshas Yada Kain Gadol, for example, the Parsha of Yada Kain Gadol, which is four Psukim, sets an amount which is allowed to be skipped. And moving on to Alach Vav, the Mishnah tells us, Hamafter B'Navi, the one who's going to be reading Navi, who parses Shema, he does parse Al Shema, v'hu Ayril Fnei Ateva, he davens Shema and Esther for the Tzibur, v'hu Neses Kapov, and he's Birchos Kayanim as well, v'mhaya Katan, if he's a Katan, Avavai Rabbi, Arvin Al Yadai, so in his father or Rebbe, they're going to daven for the Amid for him. So right away the Gemara asks, Loi Tzur Chadila, ha parses Shema, who Ayril Fnei Ateva, who Neses Kapov, isn't the Mishnah a little bit out of order? Why does it start talking about that the one who's going to do the Haftarah, which is later on during davening, and then it goes backwards, he's the one that does Shema, and he davens for the Amud, and he does Birchos Kayhanim. Why not just start from the first one? Say that whoever does Parsal Shema, so he davens for the Amud, and he does Birchos Kayhanim. The answer is, Rabbi Yismachanina Amar, he tells us, Kedei Lazarzoi, that's Mizaris, to help push a person to do this. And the other reason why we're starting out with Navi, because reading from the Navi, that's what we call getting Maftir, wasn't really the most chashiv thing, and people were hesitant to take it. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Hamafter Benavi, you're going to be getting Maftir, you're going to be reading from Navi, don't worry, you have Chashivas lined up for you, because you're also going to be Parsal Shema and be Arvil Vnei Ateva and do Berchos Kayhanim. And that's what the Mishnah is emphasizing. Now going to the next part, we had said, Vimhaya Katan of a Rabbi Arvin Al Yadai, if he was a Katan, then his father or Rabbi is going to daven for the Amud, they're going to say Shema and Essay for him. Now it's clearly Mashma that regarding Parsal Shema, even though he's a Katan, he's allowed to be Parsal Shema, because his father or Rabbi are only going to be taking over for him by Shmaya Esrei, but not for Shema. Now the problem with that is, says the Gemara, but we have a mission that says Katan lo yifras Shema. A Katan is not to be parsed al Shema. So from review, then he explains Kan b'shevi shtei Cyrus, Kan b'shaloi hevi shtei Cyrus. The mission that just told us that Katan lo yifras Shema is talking about where he didn't bring two Cyrus, so he's not of age yet. Whereas our mission that says that the Katan could be parsed al Shema, he already was maybe shtei Cyrus, so he could be parsed al Shema. There's no problem. And the reason why it's not to be Ivel Fnei Ateva is because that's already a higher level of chashivos, and that requires him to have a full beard grown in, and therefore he can't continue on with the proceedings. But again, he is allowed to be paris al shema. Working for the day, pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin, continue with similar dinim. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.